NFL Hall of Famer and sports announcer Frank Gifford died yesterday in Connecticut at the age of 84. NPR's Sam Sanders has this remembrance.
A lot of you listening may know of Frank Gifford for things like this.
Frank has the funniest
Frank scares message. You. You call up their house and they're not there or whatever it is, you know, you get Frank on the phone. What is it? What do you want? Call back, boy.
He doesn't even say that much. He goes, leave a message.
You leave a message.
Not even at the beep.
That was a 1990 episode of the Regis and Kathie Lee Show. Frank Gifford was married to Kathie Lee Gifford, and he was often a topic of discussion on the program. But before his role as daytime talk show fodder, Frank was already wildly accomplished.
ABC Sports presents...
Gifford spent years as a renowned sportscaster.
NFL Monday Night Football.
Gifford co-hosted Monday Night Football from 1971 to 1985. Along with co-hosts Don Meredith and Howard Cosell, Gifford helped make the NFL as popular as it is today. He covered sports for ABC and CBS and covered the Olympics. But he was more than just a sportscaster. Frank Gifford was an NFL star who took part in what many call the greatest game ever played.
No game in NFL history is more revered than this overtime epic that began on an unusually mild late December day in New York City.
That's John Facenda of NFL Films describing the 1958 NFL championship game between the New York Giants, Gifford's team, and the Baltimore Colts. Gifford played with the Giants in the 50s and 60s. He made it to the Pro Bowl several times, and he was league MVP. But he's most known for fumbling the ball twice and losing that 1958 championship. He talked about that loss with NPR's Scott Simon in 2008.
Are there still times when you're dreaming you don't fumble the ball?
Yes. I usually wake up and go down and look at my scrapbook and look up the part that says Frank Gifford didn't fumble.
Of course, when your career is as long and multifaceted as Frank Gifford's, a few fumbles might not really matter that much at all. Sam Sanders, NPR News.